call it the calm before the storm. You'll be absolutely correct. Well, it's 7 minutes past 10, Lagos, Nigeria. It's a great delight to be here again. A special day, a day history is about to be made. A day that will hope to remain one of the greatest days of your radio experience right here. Gentlemen, we all have looked forward to this day. I got calls. Hey, take him out of the magic air. When? I'm like, hold on, is it your plan? Was it your plan originally? Why do when? And finally, we are here. And I do have an opportunity for the first time in my entire life to get to introduce to you one of the greatest radio talents I know, a broadcaster. Special talents. Ladies and gentlemen, I call her the queen of the microphone, a lady of charm and candor. From the strength of her voice, she resonates powerful words of comfort, reassurance, and purpose. She does that effortlessly. She's not just meticulous, she is methodic in style. There is just something about her. When she is on the microphone, her words filter through the ears and permeates the soul, making every heart to beat. Happy music of hope and causing the ribs to crack and want for more. Call her the best radio companion. You can never have enough of this twist, suspense, dramatic style, radio-tainment. She's a total definition of ultra-tainment and everything nice and good. She brings meaning to your reason and adds color to your day. She makes her way back on radio again for the first time officially in 2 years. Ladies, gentlemen, friends and foes alike, meet the Teke Dimitri.
What's up, Lagos?
Oh, my.
Wow.
How does it feel to be on radio after a long time, first of all?
Wow. Like, oh, my God.
I know, right? Absolutely. I know. Take a break. Take a deep breath. Calm down. We hear every day.
Whew. Now, first of all, I want to say, where did you get those words from?
Those were the simple words that I could use to describe you, because I think I'm the person that knows you the most amongst everyone right here.
You haven't exactly said those words to me, like, directly. Like, I'm blown.
Yo.
I'm speechless. Like, yo, what was
it,
that?
You didn't have to cast me like that.
Oh, my goodness.
I felt this is from my heart, really. I knew that I don't get to say... you know, nice things all the time, you know, because, sometimes, I mean, I just feel, okay, you know, I love you, you know, I'm there, but I don't get to say it. But this was the opportunity for me, for the first time, to actually publicly on national radio, get to describe, you know, how I feel listening to you on radio. And I needed to give Lagos an idea of what to expect, especially with your sound and personality.
Very important.
Do they have an idea of the other sides, the many, many sides?
I don't think they actually have an idea just yet. But Lagos, I am super, super excited to be here. And I'm sure that you are also excited. In fact, I'm sure that this is a day that you have all been waiting for. And we are here.
Finally.
To experience it together. So Lagos, welcome me as I welcome you too to my life. So we're going to have a great time.
Yep.
This is the very first time I'm going to be hosting a show with my husband.
Yep.
On The same show?
Like, for the first time.
Very first time.
Sheriff, family, this is on you.
Whatever happens, I weren't there. But hey, I'm gonna be here. Mm-hmm. We're both gonna be here to entertain you, give mm-hmm. you a fun side of the techers.
Okay.
Also the serious side of the techers.
Mm-hmm.
Also the emotional side of the techers.
Mm.
Also the
Every side of the
deck. The every side.
Everything
of
in between.
Second. I'm also going to be, you know, breaking some tables. I've told him that I'm not. He's got to be casted a lot of times.
But don't cast me, man. It's okay.
Yeah.
As far as it's going to be great radio conversation,
absolutely,
I'm okay with that.
Absolutely.
Just cast me.
Absolutely.
As far as it's still going to give me a job. Don't cast me one.
No. Your job is still very much intact.
Because you know what happens.
It's our money now.
Anyways, guys, so you just, this is like me, just us just coming on for the first time, and then, you know, let's just test the waters, let's see what's going on. And but you're sure that every day we have a new element.
Absolutely.
Which will be rocking the airwaves at half past 10 every weekday on this radio dial.
It's called Family Talks.
Yes, Family Talk. Because that's where we get to talk all the family matters, you know, because like today now. We had this argument was on, you know, on house chores. As an African man, I cannot be washing plates now. No. Should I wake up in the morning? And I'll say, okay, where are supposed to raise my mates, they make money. And I'll say, no, it's plates I want to wash. Plate how?
Don't wash it. The food you're going to eat, you will eat it on the floor.
Ah. No.
Don't wash it.
So this was an argument. And then we said, okay.
Wash it.
We need to bring this on radio today and be our first conversation on the Family Talk. And then we try to, you know, put it straight by first of all asking the question, what house chores did you enjoy doing growing as a child? That's one question.
Yeah.
But our main focus really at half past 10 for the first episode of Family Talk is, should there be gender roles in house chores? Or can anybody do anything?
That's a very serious question, and I'm glad that we're going to be talking about that today.
Okay.
I will be fully representing the African woman, the modern African woman.
Modern African woman, what do you mean?
Absolutely, the new generation African woman. Not the ones that enjoy the sufferment. Yeah.
So you're saying our mothers suffered?
They did, actually.
They did?
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
All right. Great. So I really want to know what that modern African woman thinks. And I really want to know what the opinion would be. What side Lagos is going to sit on today?
Yeah, so Lagos, we're ready for you today. And I'm hoping that you're also ready for us today. We want to hear from you. First of all, what gender, house chores, first of all, what house chores did you enjoy doing back in the day? Also tell us the ones that you do not like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had a few myself. I don't think I like washing clothes.
Okay.
I don't think I enjoy washing clothes.
So, okay, right. So we'll get into that. But you know that it's our regular for you to come on the radio, get excited about life, very important, and also scream and give us an update of what's happening in your neighborhood. And that is still very much in on the show. And if you like to also, you know, respond to the question, what house chores, like she's asked you, you enjoyed doing growing up, we'd like to know. And then prepare yourself for the main talk, which at half past the hour, we get into on our Family Talk today. We also have some guests from 11 o'clock and to discuss a number of other issues. We have two guests to be joining us at 11 o'clock, and that will bring you as we go up to speed. But now, guys, how was the weekend? So how about the weekend now? I was in church now. So the pastor said something that I said today, I'm going to share it. He said, challenges of life. He said, challenges, problems, issues, you know, whether it's in relationship, in family, or wherever. He said, they are part of the life story. They are part of life itself. You know, you can't sweet me because I've said it before that challenges are bread.
In other words, problem. Not the finish.
Problem, not the finish.
Mm.
So what's the focus now? You should focus on like what you do, you know? What you make out of the problem, right?
Yeah. I mean, from what he said, we should make a meaning out of that problem that you're in. Everybody experiences problem. It's how you interpret the problem that you're experiencing that gives you a head, you know, start, kind of.
That's right. Great, guys. So I don't know. How was your weekend? How was the? Did you go to church? Did you have fun? Is there anything you'd like to share? What's happening in your neighborhood? I won't lie. I don't follow any. Me, Collins, this weekend I didn't follow news anything, and I won't lie. And I'm not going to form any lying and stuff. So what's going on? What's the talk about stuff? It's almost a week after we spoke to you about cryptocurrency, and then a day after it seems the Nigerian government listened and said, no, this can't go on. You know, and then now you heard the new policy, the CBN policy on cryptocurrency. I mean, that conversation also has been going on all around. What exactly is going on in your neighborhood? But first, the regular scream, which is our What's Up Lagos password.
I had to do that to, you know, because I'm very sure that if I don't do that, they will ask me to do it. So I had to do that. All protocols duly.
All right, guys. Lagos, the first thing I want you to do is, first of all, Colin, you understand that take it image now, you understand? So Colin, you know, make this amazing lady right here in the studio understand how much love you guys have for her, even before she comes. Lagos, don't bomb me. If you like, go and fold my hand there. I'll light you from here. So call us up, interact with Andrea, and, you know, have fun. Don't worry. Today is like testy. As we move, you understand better. So the number to call is 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. So What's Up Lagos is the password. Don't forget that. And make sure that if you hear What's Up Lagos, wherever you are, you say cheers to life. Cheers to life. That's how it works. So guys, let's get into it. Oh boy, this is going to be so much fun. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Keke Dimeji. What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Cheers to life!
Oh, la
la! Wonderful! Who's our first caller this morning?
Chukwebuka! Good to have you on the show!
Good to have you too!
Thank you!
We're looking forward to this.
Keke Dimeji,
now this is real!
It is!
I know, right?
Oh, man.
What is Dimeji? That's how your blessing will be. Meji.
Double.
Absolutely.
Oh, good morning.
Great. Good morning to you. What's happening in your neighborhood? And
Shomolu has been cool and calm as usual.
Okay.
We're still trying our best on COVID-19 to educate people.
Yep.
Like I told you, Collins, the other time that my local government was exempted, I said no. You can't exempt my local government from local governments that are volatile. On this COVID-19. So as calm as it is, we're still trying to educate people, you know, sensitize them that COVID-19 is real. That's the thing in Shomolu right now that we're doing in my own community now.
Work.
Fantastic, man. I'm actually planning to come to Shomolu and the areas and environs.
Wow, so, Colin, make sure you come with Keke Dimeji, I beg.
We'll be there.
Don't worry, we're coming. Thank you, man. Keep listening.
Thank you.
We have family matters to settle. Just keep listening. We're getting there.
No, we're here.
All right, great. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life! Yes! Ooh la la! Oh my! Yes! Cheers to life! Yes!
Keke Dimeji! Oh, I'm highly excited. This is Tokpe, your friend, Fali.
Hey, Tokpe. How are you today? Where are you calling from this morning?
I'm good. I'm calling from right away. I'm calling from Lekki.
Oh, great. Afana, traffic day that way, or how's Lekki?
I'm just inside Lekki. It's cool and calm. I'm just trying to get one or two things from store. So I just, when I heard that, oh, this Keke Dimeji. Yeah, there's one. That is why I'm saying Yoruba that in Kenya, when the magic is still being that you know, you don't have two things and be hungry. The magic is still being. We are happy.
Wow.
Then you are welcome to this family. It's a family where where the voice of Collins. No more sorrow. No more pain. No more, you know, you forget the issue of Nigeria. No worry. You forget. No, when you're talking about problems, that's the worst problem. When you take care, you don't need any problem. You ginger your swagger, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
On Monday like this, it's good to start with Collins. When you start with Collins, your week is blessed already.
Fantastic.
Your week is loaded. Your week is good.
Great to know. Thank you so much. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Just the life.
Wait.
Correct guy. Afan.
I did. Afan, huh? So is that how you welcome? Is that how you welcome the Teke di Meji? Is that how you going to welcome Andrea?
Okay. Let me welcome. My name, Andrea. Hey, oh, that's the voice that gives me joy. Now, nothing to do now. We'll do it for now. Andrea,
yeah.
Let me hear your voice now.
What did you say?
Andrea, is that your name?
That's my name, oh.
What's your name?
Is it, let me hear your voice now.
Oh, you want to hear my voice?
Don't worry, you hear every day.
You will hear it well.
Oh, correct.
All right, you will hear it well.
I see you too. I see you like this.
All right,
take care of yourself.
Thanks so much, Nyan. So, guys, a bit of a craziness just to start the show, but don't forget that we're focusing on whether house chores. There should be gender roles assigned to house chores. And that's exactly what our focus is on the Family Talk first episode today. Now, I'm just going to ask you experience. As a man in the house, can you wake up in the morning and say you want to wash plates? Does it mean anything? Or are you a typical African man to say, nope, I cannot wash plates, not my job?
But what exactly is wrong when a man washes his dishes or washes dishes? What exactly is wrong?
Because it's not...
Is it demeaning?
It's not African. Then I say, what do you do in your house? I wash plates.
This is an infomercial.
We'll be back. Well, check the time. Get it right. It's come up to 10:33 after the commercial break. I already had the lovely feel from Lagos. And, you know, I'm almost in tears right now with all the great words that I've received on WhatsApp. It's just like, Collins, we actually are enjoying. I said, what are you enjoying? Just start this. Yeah, enjoying. Hello, please don't lie to me that you enjoy it.
It's the Teke energy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Anyways, but it's super exciting to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's get into the conversation because this argument has to be settled today. All right? House chores. Should there be gender roles assigned to house chores? Or should we just stick, should we just stick to the conventional or the traditional African way of, you know, there are things for a woman, there are things for a man, you know? How would you respond to that? Because this has become an argument, not just within us, but with so many family members, so many couples have this issue to deal with.
Apparently, you know? Some homes are experiencing downtimes because of this particular issue.
Okay.
I would read this a tweet.
Okay.
Now, this particular tweet was posted by a mommy site. Let me put it that way.
Okay.
A site for new mothers and what have you.
Yeah.
Now, this, I would try as much as possible to paraphrase or just summarize what he tweeted.
Okay.
Now, he said, when he just got married, he is this traditional African man that believes that all a man is meant to do is provide for his family.
Okay.
So everything else is meant for the woman to do.
By provide the money, Abi.
Just the money. That's what this man believes.
Okay.
Right? That's what he grew up, you know, believing. Maybe due to what he is seeing his father do. But anyways, that's what he believes. Okay. Now, he said, when I newly got married, I had the belief that all a man needed to do is to work so he can provide for his family.
Yeah.
So I do work hard. I did extra jobs too, but just to provide and make a living for my family. Mm-hmm. Now, he went on to say, having done my part as a man, I was expecting my wife to be perfect in her own role in the home. Also, even though she was in her own personal creative work, whenever I get home, I would sit, relax, and wait to be served.
Yeah, the story.
Just yell. Now, he said, it wasn't as if I was completely handicapped, but I don't really get engaged in the major house chores. After all, the hardest part of leaving to provide. I mean, the hardest part is leaving to provide. Yeah. That's his thought. Mm. Now, he says, one day I got back early, I was famished, and I told my wife to prepare something. She simply asked me to get bread and drink, you know, while she prepares the meal.
Normally, just like to step down.
Hey, now, just prepare yourself together.
To open
the
way.
Before the food is ready. Exactly. Now, he didn't like that statement. He didn't like that she said that to him.
Okay.
He got upset. But anyways, he went to get the bread and he was fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then after a while, the food was ready.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had something to eat.
Okay.
Now, another day when he came back from work, he was perceiving something burning in the kitchen.
All right.
And then he came in and he was like, ah, something's on the fire. He put it off.
Mm-hmm.
And then he met his wife fast asleep in the kitchen.
Hmm.
Now, he thought his wife was fast asleep.
Sleeping on duty, according
sleeping
to him.
Sleeping on duty. Meanwhile.
Because it's a work he gave him.
She, exactly. That's her own duty post to him.
Okay.
That's her own job.
All right.
Now, she was sleeping on the job.
Okay.
To him, he thought she was sleeping. And then he went and tapped her with anger, like,
this
food is burning and you are sleeping. What is going on
let
here?
Let me ask the man. Like, okay. Let's give the woman a name.
I don't know.
Okay. Woman.
Woman.
Wake up now. You're sleeping. Do you want to burn this house? Do you know how much
Now, he tapped her once, twice.
Okay.
And the third time, he realized, this woman is not responding to me. What is going on here?
Has she collapsed?
She's not crossover.
Is it crossover service?
Exactly. Now, at this point, he was scared. He was really scared.
Now.
I'm like, what's happening here? This woman is not waking up. Now, I think he poured water on her and then she woke up and they had to rush her to the hospital.
Okay.
Now, getting to the hospital, the doctor says, this woman has not been having enough rest. She has not been having enough rest and enough sleep, and then she's been stressed out.
Hi.
Now, they just had a new baby without a help in the house, and she was doing every damn thing in that house.
Wow.
All the man would do is come back home and, you know, sit down, cross his leg, and wait for her to serve him without even asking, how did your day go? What exactly did you do at home? Are you stressed out? Do you need me to do something for you? This is something I think the African men don't have.
Wow.
Majority, I don't want to generalize.
Well, I'm an African man. That means we have to do more.
Yeah, something has to be done.
But Lagos, on this matter, you know, you are sitting there saying, okay. Is this lady trying to say that even cooking as an African man, I can come back home from work, after I'm from work, and go to the kitchen and help my wife to cook? I know you're thinking, say, okay, is that what she's saying? Yes, exactly. That's exactly what she's saying. There's nothing wrong.
There's no
if you are the cook
rule.
Of the house,
exactly.
Or you are the washer of the plates, or you are the taking care of the baby.
Just do something to help.
All right. So the question goes back to, are you one of those that believe that there should be gender roles attached to house chores?
I think growing up, I mean, generally the society, we have this, I mean, it's a societal construct. We have this thinking, we have this, you know, mentality that that's how it should be. The man is supposed to provide while the woman is supposed to be at home and take care of the home.
Is it homework? Is it homework?
Don't leave you. I won't leave you, my dear. So let's go on. but really.
Yeah.
That's actually what we think.
That's a mindset.
That's
right.
The mindset that we all have.
All right, Lagos.
As Africans.
You can join on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. Send a tweet right now and let's get your comments. So this is a conversation. Be open. Be free.
Tell us your mind.
Your mind as it be. And look, everybody's entitled to their opinion and everybody's opinion are their own arm. So somebody's opinion is not supposed to make you vex. Or make you now insult the person or anything. Just talk your own.
Anybody where he insults anybody for here?
Eh?
If you insult anybody for here,
will you be lighting?
Yeah. Let's just calm down. It's my very first day. It's my very first day. Let's move on.
Let's take it. Sorry. 0700-993-993-993 is the number. Now, guys, you have 60 seconds to talk to us. Or let's say if you're calling for the first time, you have 90 seconds. Please, let's keep to the time so that we can take as many calls as possible. 0700-993-993-993. Chores at home, should they be gender-based? Should they assign roles? What's up, Lagos?
Hello?
Hey, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes. What's up?
Test the light.
Welcome, Madam Andrea.
Thank you.
At last.
Yes, sir. Wow. Yes, sir.
Oh, my. Let's talk. Who do we have?
Bros.
Yeah.
And the wash plate for us.
God, we bless you.
And the wash cloth.
Any washing machine,
they do the job. And the wash plate.
God, we
cook.
Bless you.
I did do everything to help my wife. I don't want to make she old before I go.
This man, you will live long.
how many men can do...
You see, he has gone. He didn't even mention his name.
He said, oh,
my. What's up,
Lego? Yes.
Yes.
God. Hey. Come on, man.
You made it.
In fact, I have to tune in to listen.
You can't explain it.
Imagine, husband and wife on radio. I saw the thing on Instagram this morning. I just liked it.
So let's get to the matter.
Yes, the matter.
Mm-hmm.
Have you become the lion?
Can you become the woman in the house?
Now you become the talk.
Ebuka, you are very popular. I know you very well. Welcome on board.
You're welcome, man.
Thank you, my brother. I just hope you are going to treat me nice.
No, you are already treated. In fact, Ruth and Jasmine, they should just wait. Now I'm talking to Madame of the house.
Thank you, God bless. You can make Collins jealous too.
Jealous? He's already jealous. He has been jealous now. You understand?
That's good.
Auntie, you're welcome, Madame. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Hey, Collins.
To the matter, yes.
Take it to the matter. Even people say it's good that something happened, but may never be dead. So that you understand from those things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Assuming the wife didn't pass out, so to say, she didn't understand.
Yeah.
For me, I leave my brother, house chore has been I cook, I wash clothes, I do all of those things. Mm-hmm. I said this year, New Year, new system, I started cooking in my house. I've been eating outside for like 7 years now. You get because of timing and everything. But I just look at things, I start to clean. So if I'm too mad, I still finish. Going to kitchen now. What's in the day?
My brother.
Wow.
Wash clothes, my sister.
My brother.
Can I just help each other? That mentality don't kill us.
It has to change.
Because we see women as per se cook food. Most people I talk to, they say, now my wife will cook food. There was a place outside. Why not to enter kitchen, cook food? Do it for the family. Whatever it is, go away now.
Okay.
Exactly.
Thank you. Guys, suddenly excited. Thank you so much. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Cheers to life. Amen. And you too.
Let me go straight to the topic of the day.
Straight up.
I do anything, so it's not for just one person.
All right. Great.
A wife is never a slave.
Exactly.
A wife is never a slave. So whenever she's tired, I can do whatever I have to do. So I'll be home and be okay.
Makes a lot of sense.
So I always often have this conversation with people and they hear something like, we're going to have a small get-together at home, Let our wives arrange the food. Let our wives come together, arrange the food while we pay attention to other things. It has been a societal thing for many years.
Yes. We also should not rule out the fact that women, we are natural nurturers. We're okay. natural, homely people. We yeah. are... This is just something, that's why I said it is something that the society has actually attributed our gender traits
to
the roles.
Okay.
They've attributed our gender traits to the roles.
That's
so
right.
they say, okay, since this woman is, she's nurturing, she's homely, maybe that's what she's meant to be doing. We are forgetting that the times are moving. Women these days are we are in the workplace.
But the women understand this role, because there are a lot of women who think that their role in the house is to take care of the home, you know, take care of every child. When is it take care of the home? Is that a role for a woman or everybody? Because I mean, I hear this all the time. I'm now confused when I hear people say, me, I do wash, I do this, I do that.
See, it's at this point, I'm also very, let's actually talk about this.
Yep.
Let's actually do talk about this.
Let's not assume that it's normal.
Exactly, that it's normal. Mm-hmm. Are we, as women, actually meant to do that? Now, what if we're going by the scriptures, or are we going by just societal beliefs, or are we going by religion?
What are we going by? So, we'll have another call here, and then we'll go to Twitter. What's up, Lagos? Hello, what's up, Lagos? Good morning. Oh la la. 0700-993-993-993 if you can reach us. And I hope that Colette screens the call so we can get the best out of all the calls to join. Well, it's What's Up Lagos, the first episode of Family Matters, which pretty much would take the best, most part of the show as we proceed. And guys, you know, get used to a lot of changes.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, What's Up Lagos?
I remember the time when I was always bored. Nowhere to go, no station to listen.
Are you there?
And gave me calling. Calling gave me what's up, God?
Welcome, who do we have? Oluwaseun, indeed. Ah, the man that I always remember every morning.
I remember.
We'll do this song.
If I don't remember, I'm going, is it your remembrance? I'm my own.
Am I the one that says you remember? Anyway, that's not me, you guys. Oh, Oluwaseun, call me back. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Who do we have?
Yeah, Ezekiel on the line.
Okay.
I like the drone in the studio there.
Aha.
Thank you.
Thank you so
good
much.
Morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Now I'm seeing that Collins is perfect with this. Yeah. I like that.
Thank you.
Collins, let me say this, that every marriage has its own challenges.
Okay.
Like for me, when I started, there is nothing I don't wash.
Okay.
Especially when my wife gave birth, nothing. I watch everything. Because I'm a kind of person, I don't like anybody to do anything for me. As in house girl or house boy or stuff like that. Even when she gave birth, I was here. Even when I was with my mom at the initial stage, she does nothing. It is me here, and I'll be running here. But the point remains that, you know, on the altar of love, you know, when man and woman love themselves, this shouldn't be an issue. Because after like a 5-6 years, the children also will get engaged.
That's right.
You understand? So it's just, it's a challenge that will come at first and will fizzle out.
Okay.
But you know, we have men who think that, I mean, I'm not supposed to do this.
You are
just one of so many who think that I can do it myself.
Yeah, you are very right, Andrea. Remember an author that said, when the purpose of a thing is not known, abuse becomes inevitable.
Bam.
So that doesn't matter. When you understand, you know, the fundamental of marriage, you will know that things will come and will go.
What is that fundamental? What is that purpose that people are abusing right now?
There is always, you know, in business we talk about learning the ladder, learning rules. So also it is a marriage. You know, a time will come, you will come together as one. A time will come, children will come.
Yeah.
2, 3, 4, 5 years. After precisely 4 or 5 years, you will get to see that one hand will be helping the mother. So from morning to like 12, when at the initial stage, I'm always, you know, busy in the house. So after 12, then I go for business. So it's just that the situation of Nigeria is too tough, you know.
That
just, we are seeing all these things and the man getting bothered and disturbed and stuff like. So it's just, you know, grace. The God's grace that can make things work out.
All right, wow. thank you so much.
Factor.
I'm glad that he mentioned children. I'm glad that he mentioned that, okay, 1 year, 2 year, children will start coming. Now,
what's your pleasure?
Sorry, you just caught enter like that, man. That was a lot of energy, man.
Yes. I did that for your wife, man.
Thank you. I'm no longer angry.
I did that for you. You don't talk enough.
Thank you.
For stuff, man.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much, man.
That was a lot.
Yeah, this is Kunle.
Hey, Kunle Stick. Welcome, man.
Good morning.
Good to have you.
So the matter on ground.
So the matter on ground. As it stands, eh? See, because of nature of my job, once I get home, I get so tired. But any day I'm not going out, my wife is here. She can testify. Sometimes I bag the babies for her. You understand? So, because sometimes when I see these children, the way they are disturbing their mom, I will tell her, strategize the means. Once you are working, keep them busy too. You understand? So, all these things, if you apply them, in a way, even without using your hands to do some things, you are helping out.
That's right. All right.
Yeah.
You made your point. Thank you so much. I mean, I need to conclude your thoughts on that time. The phone lines have been jamming back to back like... Everyone wants to talk to Andrea.
Okay, so I was trying to explain the fact that, okay, children are coming into the mix.
Yep.
How are we training them when it comes to chores in the house? Because that's where it all starts from.
That's right.
Yeah, so you are we training them from the house? The house chores. Are we, because truthfully, this is my own personal experience. Growing up, I remember my dad would tell my brother not to do anything, while the rest of us should go ahead and do the housework. Right? So that's where it starts from. Now that, I mean, thank God he's grown and he understands better.
Yeah.
But you know, and I think I want to liken it to the fact that our society is changing.
That's right.
Also, because, I mean, how many men just called earlier and they've all said they're helping. They're helping. I hope you people are not just saying
that. Don't help whether you eat. Right. Doesn't mean that it's on the floor, I will eat my food.
I think we have to still learn to train, our children to also do housework and not say, okay, this particular work, leave it for him.
Yeah.
Don't sweep, don't wash plates, leave it for your sisters to do.
All right, guys, let's get into the next call. The last call before we go on a break. What's up, Lagos?
There is miracle calling Seke. There is miracle calling Seke. There's a miracle. There's a miracle. There's a miracle in what's up, Lagos. What's up, Lagos?
Yes! 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 Yes!
99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back.